and welcome to Marooned at MacBite's headquarters, day 383. How are we all doing? I am going to shock the living daylights out of you. I did the unthinkable. You know that beta software that's been causing me complete grief? Just run the software 2 minutes to seven. It said, oh, there's a new version. Do you want to install it now? And I'm like, probably shouldn't. I was too tempted. Click the yes, please button. So if you can't hear me, that's why. Let me know if you can hear me or not. That would be a step in the right direction. It's Friday. And what's more, we're on holiday. So exciting here.
Johnny says he's first in after hours, took a screenshot as proof. But I've just been in there to enable the chat saver thing. And there's nothing listed, Johnny. So me thinks you've been photoshopping.
No, Jonathan will have done it. And then YouTube will be playing with his mind.
Yeah, because that other guy, Brilliant Sigma.
Brilliant Sigma was in yesterday.
And it's gone.
And he said, I'm so excited, and that's gone. So YouTube are playing with all of our collective minds. Tell you what, I'll go in and have a look. You don't have to be mad to live here, but oh, it helps so much. Right, I'll go in via the YouTube studio thingy, which is the back end.
Well, what if I go in and say hello?
Johnny's isn't there to start with, is it? Right, let's have a look. See that on YouTube. View on YouTube. Right, I'm looking. I see Mike saying hello. I don't see Jonathan. Jonathan, they are playing with your mind. There you go, Jonathan says it's gone. Please feel free, go back and put it back in.
Yeah, Mike, put it back in.
Mike's now says retracted.
Yeah, because I deleted my hello because it didn't save it to the CSV file. So I did it again.
Crying out loud.
This is what's the word?
Not weekly dodgy. Scrap. Weekly scrap is what it's called.
Yeah, what's the word? When it's not, you know.
Knackered.
Yeah.
There you go. I can see Jonathan. Jonathan says, howdy, everyone. Yay. And Mike's hello is still there. Now, what happens if I refresh the window? Oh, the excitement of this for a Good Friday. Let's have a look. No, they're all still there.
Oh, good.
So, like I say, it's playing with all of our minds because Brilliant Sigma was in yesterday. And that's vanished too. YouTube. Let's just say YouTube.
Whilst you're there, Johnny, give it a like.
Oh, yeah, we could have a competition for how many likes we get before we start. There you go. Anyway, hello, Jonathan. Congratulations. First time this week, you are in first. Hello, Alex. And you are now indeed, you're second in after hours. But I'm going to give it to you because Mike actually, well, it vanished, didn't it? But I trust you. I trust you totally. That wasn't Photoshop, Mike. It was genuine, that.
Okay, then.
And now we've got three waiting. Ooh. Hello, Kim. Hello, Tony. YouTube has Johnny in a timeout again. YouTube's just insane. Almost as insane as me installing that update 2 minutes before show. In fact, it was 1 minute before showtime by the time I decided whether I should do it or not. And the sage part of me said, don't be ridiculous, woman. And the other half said, go for it. Go for it. The devil on my shoulder. Who won today? The devil won today. Jonathan doesn't like YouTube either. Love-hate relationship. Alex, very technically lame, knackered. Yes, knackered. Not working. Trust me, I could get a lot worse with that, but I won't. Oh, we've got two likes on it. Thank you, Jonathan, and whoever else put a like on it. Tony's much better.
Have you got one of those things to stick in here?
Well, there's a leading question. Oh, one of those. Yes, I have.
Because I'm hearing you.
Really? And you don't like me in stereo?
Of course I do.
You like me in stereo? Cool.
Yes, I love you in stereo.
Oh.
Yeah.
I love you all the time.
Oh, thank you.
Look what we've got. Mike's watching out for Wendy. And not to spoil tonight, I'll just say the four-letter word. Cone. I'm not saying any more than that. Cone.
Cone gate.
Ah, CQ, CQ, Deb. And who else we got? Oh, Kim's eyes are back to normal. I wouldn't like... No, not touching my eyes. You know what I'm like. Oh, today. Now, Mike, you need to vacate the room at this point, obviously, because AstraZeneca. The AstraZeneca thing. Would you, so you know, theoretical question for some.
I don't make the vaccine.
Yes, I know, but you're not allowed to say anything. I've seen the memo. I probably shouldn't have seen the memo, but I've seen the memo. Right. Either a rhetorical question, or if you've had a vaccine, then it'll be a real answer. Would you prefer the AstraZeneca vaccine, the Pfizer vaccine, or something else? So does the fact...
The results of this poll are not going on workplace.
No, they're not. They're not. It's just so I know. Because we were discussing it, and it's like the perception of risk. So Mike said, it was in the news, there have been 31 cases in 18.1 million jabs where there has been an unexplained and serious either DVT, a deep vein thrombosis, or a cerebral bleed. And some of these people have died with the AstraZeneca vaccine. So it rabbited on about the fact that that was such a minuscule risk and the risk of COVID was worse and blah, 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 blah. And me, well, you know me, you know, once a medical negligence lawyer, always a medical negligence lawyer. So I'm reading it with increasing incredulity, thinking, I totally agree about the percentage, if that's right. But if you're one of the ones it affects, and, you know, somebody has to be that one. I know there's probably more chance of winning the lottery or being hit by lightning, but I'm reading it and I'm pondering as I go. And, you know, they're saying, like, you know, no vaccines without risk, blah, blah, blah. And then I come on to the paragraph. The paragraph that if it were me doing the research, and I have done like PhD level research, that's the paragraph that would get the highlighter in yellow surrounded by pink with flashing green stars on it. And it said... There have been no reports of blood clots with the Pfizer vaccine. None at all. And I thought, in that case, there's some contraindication of which we are unaware. Now, I know Kim went for the Moderna. And I know you researched it as well. But Kim would have preferred Pfizer. Ooh. You take whatever they had. I'm not at all sure. The problem I've got here is you don't get to choose. And I, in some ways, that's a good thing. And in other ways, it's not a good thing. You know, if you really don't feel comfortable with one, then the odds are you're not going to have any rather than another one if you can't have the one that you want. So I think at some point it's going to get down to the wire that you can probably pay privately. Now, at the moment, that's not happening. That's not an option. But I just thought it was fascinating that they were saying that within the general population of 18.1 million, over the course of the last, say, 4 months since they started doling the vaccines out, there have been zero reports on one, because that can't be right. Just in the general population, those not taking a vaccine must have had some kind of blood clot, but clearly not on Pfizer, which is like that's odd. That's really odd. Jonathan's heard more people feeling yucky after the AstraZeneca one, though. Kind of follow back up there.
Changing the subject totally.
Go on.
You can now have 115 items in the basket.
Oh, well done,
at Tesco's.
Your paws are clean. Yes. Oh, hang on. We need a dentist stick.
She's had a dentist stick.
Oh, has she had a dentist stick?
She had the one that's been sat there for
3 days. Oh, yes,
but
she needs a new dentist stick. Come on. It's showtime. She needs a new dentist stick. Oh, it's a red dentist stick there. Her favourites. Right, I'm going to need a paw for that one, though. Paw. Good girl. Paw. Oh, you tried. There you go. Right, I'm going to gnaw that now, Daddy. Oh, and Alex has just had the second AZ today. Holland stopped the AZ. Germany have banned it totally. Jonathan got the Pfizer one. You'd have taken anything. Kim would have preferred Pfizer. I thought you actually wanted Moderna. That's not even an option here. We've only got two at the moment. Can you imagine when we've got like 22? Oh, it'll be agonising.
I think AZ has just been approved in the US, Kim.
Didn't that have some caveat with it?
I don't know.
Probably a certain age range.
But I think Pascal's too busy pulling knives out of his back.
Oh, poor Pascal. He didn't expect all this, did he? Alex has heard someone feeling yucky after the second Pfizer. I think some people do and some people don't. It's just kind of some kind of reaction, isn't it? At least no one's actually keeled over that we've heard of, but I wonder what they're hiding from us. It all still seems a bit hit and miss here as to whether you get the second, and if you get the second and where you get the second. Oh, and a classic. Remember back at the beginning, I mentioned this, that they said that the volunteers were cleaning and, you know, rearranging the deck chairs. And two people volunteered. One is, I think it's Matt Willis, his name, and his wife, Emma Willis. She's a TV presenter. He's the lead singer of Mac Busted. And I'm thinking to myself, and the pair of them are actually giving the injections because they had an hour's training course. I'm thinking the heart surgery is a 2-hour training course, possibly 2.5. This will all come crashing down at some point. It's just a matter of where. The risk of dying or being seriously ill from COVID is very high, so you're happy with either of them. You got the Oxford one, felt the risks of being ill from the vaccine were much lower. They are much lower. It's just, if it happens at all, there must be a cause of it. I mean, it's not just random, is it? There has to be something about the 31 people that they've got in common that have caused the same reaction. And whatever that is should be a contraindication to having the AZ vaccine. And they've not worked that out yet because they're too busy playing the odds and saying, oh, well, it's only 31 people, you know, never mind. But if you're one of the 31, and, you know, my history is I'm always representing one of the 31. And you'll find out eventually it was something blindingly obvious that nobody thought of. I swear to God, that's what happens. And it'll be there in the literature. If you can imagine the speed of this rollout, it's a miracle. The numbers aren't a lot worse than they are. But whatever it is, there must be some commonality. What annoys me is they're that busy arguing the toss, playing the odds, that they're not actually looking for what's causing it, dealing with it, saying, if you have X or you fall into this category, you should not have this vaccine. Let's move on. And then the figures would be zero and we could all forget about it. But nobody seems to be doing that at the moment. So Deb said, hang on, let's get back a bit. Kim feels the same as Anthony. Deb, it would be good for me. You're on a high risk for DVTs. Well, that's contraindicated as far as I'm concerned. But they haven't actually released an official contraindicated list because they don't want to. Let everybody else have it first. It's still no news here, needless to say. It'll happen in the end. Working it out with your physician is a good idea, but the issue you've got with that in the UK is it's mainly MaxVax centres. They don't have access to your medical records. So if you turned up and you said, well, you know, I shouldn't have that because I'm at risk for this, and it's Matt Willis, lead singer of Mac Busted, is he in a position to say, fair enough, I'll give you the other one? I don't think so. Don't think that's how it works. I'm sure there's medical staff on hand, but again, if they don't have access to your medical records, are they going to take you at your word? Because people will just rock up with an opinion that they want A or they want B, and they can't accommodate everybody, because the way it's working here is whatever vaccines appear, that's the one you get. So it's not really done in conjunction with your GP, who does have access to your medical records. Oh, it's a nightmare. You don't think you'd want a singer deciding which one to have? Well, that's my argument, Jonathan. I know we've rolled the vaccine out with amazing speed, and I was wondering why France were in such a mess. And then I thought, well, maybe they didn't put the call out for 50,000 volunteers and get the lead singer from Mac Busted involved. Maybe they literally just do not have enough people qualified to dole this stuff out. Maybe that is the problem. Whereas over here, we're just giving it out willy-nilly and anyone can do it. Literally, you know, if we still had milk deliveries in the morning, maybe he could inject you as well. And I just think that is, well, depending on your opinion, some people don't care. As long as they're getting the vaccine, that's fine. Others that are others that have experience of things going wrong, I'm all like, no, you're all right. I'll wait till I've got someone who has access to my medical records if it's all the same with you. So I'm weird. I am weird. Alex says that's one of the questions if you're on blood thinners. Well, my grandmother was, and she used to have to go to the hospital for tests, which I thought at the time was ridiculous. Costing a fortune, sending an ambulance and stuff.
Here's me Tesco person.
Oh, the Tesco person's here. Fabulous. Will it be Wendy? We don't know. But it's lighter than last week. So instead of having the cameras on night mode, they're on day mode. So I might just be able to tell. Let's find out. There's the office cam. Right. Oh, she's going to be an inordinately good bear. Leave her be. Yes, Daddy. Oh, why?
Stay here.
Yes, she's staying here. It might not be Wendy. We'll have a look if it is Wendy. There we go. There's a big van with a woman on the side and it says freshly clicked. That's a bit dodgy, isn't it? Anyway, my grandmother. So she would go initially every 2 weeks, and that cost a fortune with the ambulances and stuff. And I thought, why can't you just do that at home? It's only a blood test. Virtually automated. And they would adjust her warfarin based on what the blood level was. Then it got to be every 3 weeks, and then four, and then every 2 months. And I'm thinking that's surely got to be a question, and whether they need to be upped if you do have the AZ vaccine. But again, they've not actually tested that, so that's where we're at. Oh, do you know, Jonathan, did you actually ask? Because I thought you were going to your doctors, but then it turns out you went to the Maxvax. Did you actually ask, you know, are you a doctor? Are you a nurse? What do you do? Do you sing at all? Because you wouldn't know, would you? Unless they've all got badges on. But if they've got badges on, it probably just says, hi, I'm Matt. You know, like a Tesco delivery. You're going to Tesco. Hi, Claire here. Or Karen. Karen at Tesco's. Would you ask or don't you care? I shouldn't be let loose near these centres, basically. I'm probably banned. I'll probably have another ASBO. Like Tesco. I'm not really allowed in Tesco. Not after the incident with the screwdriver. Not officially asked not to attend, but, you know, probably wise if I don't. The Tesco person's pulled up and is sitting in the van and not actually doing anything. But they're 18 minutes into their delivery slot. They're parked next to the cone. Can't say any more about the cone. But they're not actually getting out of the vehicle. Oh, this is exciting, isn't it? Why are they not actually getting out of the vehicle? Hello, Pete. We're discussing vaccines and whether you would avoid the AZ. But apparently, no, anybody would take anything. My concern is the lead singer of Mac Busted, who is doling out the vaccine in a centre somewhere down south with his lady wife. I wanted to know, maybe Pete will know the answer to this. Do they have badges on? And if so, does it say, hi, I'm Pete? Or does it say, Dr. Pete? I'd need to know that before I venture in. Could you imagine you go to a vaccine centre and you do recognise the person who marches in to give it to you? And there's somebody you don't like. You know, that neighbour from three doors down, not spoken to in 20 years. And now they're stood there with your vaccine in their hand. Or maybe they send them to different centres. Although it would make sense to have the volunteers local, maybe they deliberately don't have them local for that reason. The NatWest Bank years ago used to have like trainees, but the trainees, they'd have to move them because they didn't want them at the local branch where they were looking up the accounts of like their teachers and stuff. So they moved them far away. Ooh, we have a delivery. Hang on. That it could be. I can't tell whether that's male or female. It could be. I'm going to take a guess here. No, I'm not. I've no idea. It's broad daylight, but they're all masked up with very short blonde hair. So could be either. And they've got those little baskets that Mike has paid 40p for a plastic bag inside of. But they are still coming tonight. It's down the line. They're not. I don't know, Lola. I don't know. If it's Wendy, we'll head you off there to say howdy doody. If it's not, we won't. She's having a look, so it could well be. So Kim at one of their MaxVac centres, 25% were dentists. Ah, but you see, dentists are qualified, aren't they? Dentists, technically speaking, are not psychotic. Well, there's the odd one, but all the ones I've found. But they've gone through some kind of DBS check, is what I'm saying. And Jonathan's dad, retired dentist, put his name forward, never heard back. Typical. Maybe, Jonathan, he went wrong by saying he was a retired dentist. Maybe he should have said he'd been a lead singer of Mac Busted. Been straight in there. Tell him that, Jonathan. Oh, there is a Hello My Name Is campaign with badges, but it predates COVID. We all wear ID in hospital. Yeah, but usually in a hospital, Pete, apart from if there's been a real, real, real snafu, the majority of people that claim to be doctors are actually doctors. The ones that say they are a nurse are a nurse, unless it's on casualty, of course, in which case somebody escaped from a lunatic asylum and claimed to be a doctor and spent the day doctoring. Luckily, they caught him at the end of the day. Oh, that was a good episode of Casualty. You know, it really calmed me down with my medical let's avoid it at all cost fears. I think it's important that you just treat people as you would want to be treated. But I know many moons ago, you know, that didn't happen at all. So I can understand the campaign. And have you at work got those things on the curtains that say, like, patient dignity is important, please close the curtain and basically knock before you enter? I don't know how you knock on a curtain, but you get the idea. Those things. I suggested those about 30 years ago. You know, instead of which, it was just pull the curtain back. Oh, right. Okay, you're at stage 4 labour. I'll shut the curtain again then. Pete, I would love to agree with that. Pete's guessing the singer will just be doing the admin and logistics rather than giving the jabs themselves. Exactly. But they were all over the papers, Pete, saying that they'd done an hour's online training and they were giving the injections. Let me have a look. It was Matt and what was her name? Emma Willis. COVID jabs. Let's see if I can find it. There you go. Sky News. Emma Willis and husband Matt, he's the singer, complete their training to give COVID-19 jabs. And that is where my problem starts. Luckily, they're only doling them out in Hertfordshire, so I'm unlikely to encounter them personally. But even so, this is the second medical qualification that he's completed in 2 years. What was the first? She qualified as a maternity care assistant. Really? There you go, Pete. Have a read and have a laugh. You had no need to spend 5 years at medical school. No. All you needed to do was sing for Mac Busted. You'd be straight in there. So much faster than medical school. So much cheaper. There you go. Let's have a look here. Alex's first was at a Max vaccination centre, was given by a fireman. Well, they've got medical training. I know a fireman personally. And they have actually been all retrained in the last 4 years to provide first line support in the event of stroke or heart attack. So if they haven't got an ambulance, they send the fire engine with the fireman. Well, firefighters. And he's got all the certificates and heaven knows what. But then they are firefighters and they've got life-saving experience to start with. They're not the lead singer of Mac Busted. Lots of medical questions asked today. Second at GP surgery. Asked which arm, then stabbed as taking jumper off. No questions. Isn't this typical? Are they assuming, though, that you've had the first so you'll be fine? And I say, Anthony, that's the way to do it, Anthony. GP surgery, part of the GP's group, access to medical records. Excellent. Pete says, I think we talked about it previously. The list of courses that they wanted people to be in date with to do vaccines was ridiculous. Ah, but was it mentioned, Pete, that you needed to be a singer? Mm-hmm. Assumed a GP, but who knows? That could have been the cleaner, Alex. Just sharing the load. We don't know. Anyway, at least you've had the second one. So fingers crossed you're okay with it and you'll be sorted. Right. An hour's course for vaccine admin seems rather light to you. It's not. I reckon you could get the basics of giving an injection in an hour. That's not the point. That's not where the medical training comes in, is it? It's when it goes wrong that's the problem, or there's a contraindication and you totally miss it because you're just obsessed with stabbing people with the injection. An hour's fine for the mechanics, but, you know, what are you doing over there? Lola! Lola! Whatever you're doing, knock it off. Get over here. You're a menace. You're a menace. Tracy said here, 6 years medical school and 4 years specialisation, followed by master's or fellowship and then further refinement. There you go. You can't see anything in the post saying they're actually giving the jabs. They think Sky maybe are overreacting. It's going to be a bit of a disappointment for the pair of them, Pete, if they turn up and they're cleaning the toilets, isn't it? You know, it does say, is it the title that it says? Trained and can now give injections. Second paragraph, Pete. Not saying that they are doing, but what it says. They've participated on this on the basis they will be giving the vaccine. And all I'm thinking is down the line as well. This will be something doubtless that they create a TV show about, or that, you know, like they've already got a picture there on Instagram with the little masks on. And have you noticed they've got green T-shirts on, so they look like scrubs? I think they've got a kind of I'd like to be a doctor complex going. They're totally the type of people that I would say, no, thank you. Bye bye. But that's just me. Anyone who would put that out on social media does really want shooting. It's just like I want to be a hero, isn't it? It's tantamount to, what's that thing? Munchausen's. Munchausen's by proxy. No, don't let them anywhere near any human being. There you go. Celebrity vaccination challenge. There you go, Anthony. I can see that happening. I can. Oh, Pete says, at most, they may be going through a checklist of indication, contraindications before they meet someone who can do the counselling. They clearly think they're giving it, which you've got to question. If you feel the need, if you're altruistically volunteering to do this, then every credit to you. But if you're doing this so you can put your green T-shirts on and pretend to, I mean, they've even got a lanyard on one of them, pretending to, you know, let's dress up as doctors today, dear. That's a good idea. They're not the type of people that you need. However many people you need, not anybody like that. I don't know. It could just be me. It could just be me. But I would judge somebody based on my own experience. And anybody who's like, they're doing it for the vanity of doing it rather than doing it because it's the right thing to do. The green T-shirts are just a step too far for me because they're clearly not scrubs. They don't match. They're just green T-shirts that look like scrubs. Oh, dear, dear, dear. I can't wait to hear what happens. And what I'd like to hear is a follow-up story in about a month. That's we never gave a jab, we weren't allowed, but we were offered to clean the toilets. Yeah, that I would love that. Oh, for the extra programme. Oh, hang on. Sarah says, didn't have to sit in a room afterwards, just directed to an area to sit as you were driving. No one really checking how long. If you weren't driving, they'll let you leave straight away. So if you walk in front of a bus, it's nothing to do with that. Celebrity vaccination challenge. And, oh, Jonathan! I'm loving that title of the show, potentially. Was that Wendy?
No.
No, I didn't think so. Very short, blonde hair.
It was a man.
Yeah, I couldn't tell. I couldn't tell. Lola decided to go and have a look.
Oh.
But then decided against it.
Right.
So you've been a good girl. Well,
I'm letting it de-COVID for a bit.
That's fine. Leave it de-COVID in all day if you like.
I can't do it. It'll melt. I'll have to go down shortly.
I'm presuming Kim's saying it's interesting because they seem to be really big on that here. In terms of making sure that you're okay to leave. I don't think we could possibly have time because they're getting through them at such an alarming rate. Didn't they do, what was the most they did in a day? It was over 800,000. It was basically something like 7 jobs a second. So think of a conveyor belt. And they are talking about having a drive-through. I don't know with the drive-through. Lola, take the door off its hinges. I don't know with the drive-through whether it's the driver or not and whether it'll be like McDonald's, you know, where you pull in and wait for your grill. But in cars, surely they can't do as many. I guess it depends on the location and stuff. Oh, this one's going to run and run here.
When you order hummus, You don't want reduced fat from us?
No, I don't want
so
reduced fat.
So that's gone back.
Oh, for crying out loud.
And you don't want corned beef when you order roast beef?
No, that's two totally different.
So that's gone back as well.
Right, I'm going to look at the St John's Ambulance thing and read all of that. But Pete says he would be surprised if they were actually administering the vaccines. Well, the thing is, Pete, they think they are. Oh, dear, oh, dear, oh, dear. It does say here that it are like, you know, meet the volunteers. And you've got like, well, there isn't one here. There's one that says mum and grandmother and likes books. This is what I would expect. Normal people who don't have a job to do, so they can afford to volunteer, who are not all over social media with it. Having said that, they're all over this page, aren't they? But, you know, vets would be great, but I'm assuming vets are looking after pets at the moment because they too would be like dentists in terms of needing to keep the place extra clean. So I'd have thought vets were quite busy at the moment. But vets are at least trained. Dentists are at least trained. Honestly, don't know what experience. Mind you, I can't say this because I'd get sued. But, you know, pop singers, drugs, I'm just going to leave that there. Maybe he's incredibly experienced. I don't know. Oh, walk away, leave it alone.
Her jumbones came, though.
Oh, at least the jumbones came, Lola, so you don't have to worry about that. Reduced fat hummus, I'm not sure what they put in instead of the fat, because, you know, I'm quite limited what I can eat anyway, and I do not want reduced fat anything, because I'm always concerned what they're putting in. It's like this, it doesn't have sugar in it, but we have put in this hideous chemical mixture that you don't want anywhere near anything that might melt. So I leave all of that alone. Oh, dear me. So it's only a volunteer thing that they've completed. Well, either they've changed it for that story and their Instagram, or there is a possibility that they would be administering it. I'd like to think that there was no possibility that they would be administering it. But when you look under how our volunteers are helping, a volunteer vaccinator is one of the roles. There's care volunteers and patient advocates taught to recognise and respond to patients' needs, including supporting people with impairments. This role is not clinical. I always wondered about the validity of a patient advocate until I met the dental advocate at my dental surgery. She is amazing. I was thinking, that's a role that we don't need. I need a dentist. I don't need to talk to somebody. She was amazing. So if that worked out, that would be amazing. That would be good. That would be good. But, you know, if it's just like, we'll sit over there for 2 minutes, then you're off. Not exactly making friends with these people, are you? You're not there long enough.
Right, should we go and play?
But a volunteer vaccinator is a thing.
Lola.
And they receive extensive training and assessments.
Lola.
For which, read, the 30 minutes. Or the 60 minutes. See you at 9, Jonathan. Oh, yes, take a short nap. Take a short nap. Never know when that might be needed. How's my watch doing? Oh, it's charged now. So what have you all been doing with it being a holiday? Or have you not had a holiday? It's a holiday here today. So I've actually... You know when we talk about notes and moving from one notes app to another? I've never been overly concerned about leaving my notes where they were in the old system. Sometimes I'm in the mood for drawing with notes, so I'll take the notes with the pencil on the iPad. Sometimes I prefer a mind map, and sometimes I want like a list or an outline. What's this? If Johnny stays awake, he gets 2 points. Just a minute. Oh, it's a holiday. You're quite right, Kim. Those were your new rules, weren't they? Oh, darn it. Darn it. Do I get 2 points if he falls asleep? That's got to be fair. Come on, come on. Oh, poor Pete, been on a course all week. Was this to be lead singer with Busted or something medical? Oh, I've got to get over the Busted thing, haven't I? Dear me, you're absolutely knackered. Going to bed in about an hour. Oh, poor Pete. You need to get a rest, mate. You really do. I get two if he falls asleep. Oh, game on, Kim. Game on. Oh, Jonathan. Jonathan's gone. He doesn't know this. We'll need to apprise him as soon as we start, won't we? Now I'm looking at the running order and think how I can extend it. No, I mustn't cheat. I mustn't cheat. No, so what were we doing? Yes, my notes. Well, for reasons best known to myself, I've got no idea why. I tapped on one note and I opened it up and there were some notes. And I mustn't have opened one note on this particular iPad, which was one of my bigger iPads. And I used to use that for handwriting notes. But once I got the 2018 iPad, I started using that one for writing notes. So I probably haven't opened OneNote on this thing since 2017. So it opens on a page of notes from 2017 and I looked at them and I thought, they're actually quite useful. But I hadn't carried them forward. And if I had carried them forward, I would have been going from OneNote and trying to get them into Notion. And then I'd have been thinking to myself, do I put these in Notion as notes or do I put them in content creation? What do you guys do with situations like that? I'm pretty sure I've probably got potentially useful notes in Evernote as well. And while Evernote are improving that hideous thing they call Evernote 10, not fast enough for my liking. So I've been looking at them and then I went somewhere else, but I think I went into Things. And I'd left myself a note in Things that said there's some notes in MindNode. And I'm at the point where I'm looking and I'm thinking, this is ridiculous. I've got notes in Evernote, OneNote, Notion, Craft, and probably half a dozen others that I can't even think of, and MindNode. There's five before we go any further. If you add to that Notability, because GoodNotes broke, GoodNotes, there's seven. At least I emptied Simple Notes and Bear's got no notes in. I need a mass consolidation or an intervention, one or the other. Yay, Kim's found the emoji button. You can always emoji. What device are you on? You can always emoji with that shortcut. Right. Alex says, an interesting thing. The photo of the trainer that you looked at yesterday twice. First time, it was grey-green, as it was before. And then later, by chance, saw the photo again. And it was pink and white. That means you are equally strong left and right brained, just at different times of the day. That's actually handy to know, isn't it? It's like the Yanny Laurel thing. I heard both, but at different times. I went back and checked yesterday and it was clearly unequivocally Laurel yesterday. But I remember the first time I heard it and it was Yanny. And Mike said, it's Laurel. I said, no, it's not. And he could not. It's like one of those things, you cannot put yourself in somebody else's place and think, oh, well, I can see where you've got that from. You just can't. You look at it and think, no, it's whatever. Or you hear it and you think, whatever. Tracy's been on an excursion all day in the van to the border with France and back, trotting around a fairly wide area of the pre-Pyrenees and the low Pyrenees. Sounds fabulous. Sounds fabulous. And the same again today, Alex. Uh-huh. I will have a look at those photos, Tracy. I will. I've just been playing with notes today, thinking, how on earth am I going to consolidate them all? Answers on a postcard. And Sarah's been working on the latest course, chair yoga. Got the exam coming up shortly. How does the exam work, Sarah? Do you have to go somewhere? Or is it done virtually? Is it you tick boxes? Let me know. Tracy has the most beautiful, beautiful surroundings. We've got the ship canal if we're lucky. And how is it today? It's a bit grim today, surprisingly. The weather's not been bad outside and the sun's been out. But I've just said to Mike, it's really cold in here. It's supposed to be 8 degrees, but it feels more like 2. So I'm going to need warmer shoes on, I think, for the show. I could take some pickies of the surroundings, but, you know, cone. That's pretty much my view. Cone. Wall-to-wall sunshine. Well, we've got snow planned for Wednesday. Shall I check that again? Yesterday it was snow Wednesday. They did actually report that on the news. So I'm thinking it must be genuine. Let's have a look. Oh, the snowflake's actually gone, but now it's gone to rain. So sunshining tomorrow. Cloudy Sunday, Monday. Sunshining Tuesday. Yeah, that would be because, you know, Monday's a bank holiday. So the temperature guess for Monday, -1. in April. It's unbelievable. Oh, and a heck of a wind as well. A 15-mile-an-hour wind. That's quite windy, isn't it? But, you know, it doesn't really make that much difference, apart from the fact that, you know, we'd rather Lola not be absolutely dripping wet when she's out. But other than that, you know, it really, the weather really doesn't matter, does it? Do you know, I have looked at those, Alex, the heated boots that you can get 2 feet in. I have actually looked at those. And the other thing that looks amazing, we had one ages ago. We still have it and it still works. But, you know, this thing must be 30 years old minimum. You know, those things that you put your feet in, like foot spa things. Some of the ones today are amazing. Ours basically kept the water warm, or it had this vibrate mode. It was like a kingfishery colour. Everybody had one back in the 80s. They look pretty cool as well. Another thing I quite like the look of are those snuggly things. What they called? Like a blanket. And you put your arms through it. Some of them have got pockets at the front. One size fits nobody. Those kind of things. But it's got a name, hasn't it? Is it a snuggie? Or something like that. Let me have a look. I'll try blanket with arms. It'll be a snuggie or something stupid. A cuddly blanket, I'm assured that one's called. Oh, there's two here. They're not cheap, are they? They are not cheap. There you go, a snuggle blanket. In all different colours. Black could be a good one. That'd show all the dog fur. I just think they look quite nice. You know, for days that I'm sat trying to work on the bed. Can anybody here work on the bed? I slip down the bed. You know, you start off sat upright, and before you know it, you're flat. That's my problem with trying to work lay down. There's the sofa, of course, but I've got a picture of that tonight, and that will explain why we can't work on there. These things are about £30 to £40, the ones I'm looking at. A wearable blanket with sleeves and elastic cuffs. It's the kind of thing that you find in those catalogues that come through the door for retired people, isn't it? That one I'm quite liking the look of. That looks like there's a lot of blanket, although it looks a bit big round the neck. But you know, worth a look, I think. Why am I looking at blankets in April? This tells you a lot about the UK weather. Right, there you go. Have a look at that. That kind of thing. If I had one of those and then one of the boots that I could put both feet in, I might just be able to manage a UK summer. You've got those boots. It takes ages to walk to the kitchen. That, I guess it's even worse. You've got to take your feet out because then they're freezing and your slippers are freezing. Oh, and what's that? An hoodie? Is it an hoodie? Let me have a look. I shall put that into the Amazon thing and have a look. I'll probably end up buying one of these by tomorrow. You're terrible, the lot of you. Right. An hoodie. Oh, they're more like you could actually walk around in, aren't they? Yeah, I think I've seen like a girl in that. Now I was pondering whether it was a dress or a coat. Oh, there's very different ones though, isn't there? There's one there of a thing called a Sienna hoodie blanket. But you know, it's not covering the legs and that's the bit that gets cold. Yeah, but they'd be good to walk around in, wouldn't they? I'm loving the fact they've got like a kangaroo pouch on the front to put all my rubbish in. Oh, that's fantastic. you don't have your heating on in the day and it keeps you lovely and warm. No, we don't have the heating on. I'm not sure the heating works anymore. It's been quite a while. It's there and it seems to make a gurgling sound every now and then. But we don't particularly need it. We have portable oil-filled radiators. There's like a really tiny one and then there's like a bigger one. We used to have like the flat panel ones, but they had to be in a set position. So the ones we've got now are on wheels. And we can have it much lower, but move the thing closer to you. So we find that works just as well for us. I'm liking that one there. Lush Forest, it's called. And it looks like there's a cat and dog in the pouch. I don't think Lola would fit in the pouch. But that's got a hood on it and everything. And a drawstring at the bottom. Oh, yes, I'm quite liking that. I swear, Lola will be straight in it. Oh, there's 5% off that one as well. There's a navy blue one. That's the darkest one. And you can get 5% off it. I told you. Yeah, I must keep away from the buy now button. Must do. Oh, just arrived in Kim's mail. Right, we'll have a look at that. Not terribly professionally work meetings. Nothing wrong with that. Trust me. Trust me. During the pandemic, we've all seen worse. Who was that girl? I think it was Trini from Trini and Susanna, if you remember that. And her other half walked behind her in a Zoom meeting, totally naked. I think that was one of the worst signs of the thing. Oh, it's from Medscape. Right, I will have a read of that. There's got to be something in it if the other one is zero. But it is a tiny, tiny thing. But as far as I'm concerned, something has to cause it and they should work out what's causing it. But I feel that their attitude at the moment is, oh, it's only affecting 31 people. Let them die. All the others are okay. And to me, it's only affecting 31 at the moment, but it's just as important to work out what's causing it. Luckily, Mike's out of the room because he's not allowed to talk about it. But I will have a read of that. I will. I did think of my gran, though, because she was on warfarin, and she was on warfarin for a long time. They seem to go through a phase where they put everybody on warfarin. They put the lady across the road on warfarin. She'd never had a heart condition until she got older, and I'm assuming there was then some kind of heart condition, or at least something that warranted blood thinners. Thing was, this woman had been active her entire life. She did not have an ounce of fat on her. She was about 5'5", and she walked the dog every day. Every day since we moved in, which was 1979, she was out walking the dog. She loved a gossip, so the dog was like a prop, so she could stop and talk to every neighbour and then share the latest gossip. But, you know, she was fighting fit, and then all of a sudden they said to her, we're putting you on warfarin. Within about a month, she looked shocking. She had all red patches, like red pimples on her face, like burst blood vessels, all on her arms, all up her, on her hands, up her arms, the lot. But worse than that, she kept falling over. And I thought, are we taking too much of this, do you think? You know, is your blood pressure too low now? And they never did get it sorted out. From putting her on it to the end game was probably about 6 or 7 months. And she ended up in a care home. So she had to give up the dog, which was like her constant companion. I mean, obviously over those 40 odd years, good grief. 42 years. Over those 42 years, she'd had more than one dog. She usually took like some kind of rescue dog, but she lost the dog. She lost a house and she had to move into this home. And I thought maybe we could have monitored that a bit more. But I know with my grandmother, it was once a week, then once every 2 weeks. And before you knew it, once every 2 months. And she could go from having like, oh, well, you know, it only needs 2 units today. And then when they called her back in 2 months, she was diabetic as well as had a heart condition, my gran. And when they called her back, it was like, oh, what have you been doing? Well, she can't control it. She's not just going to suddenly decide she needs to up her medication. It's 21 units today. And you think, well, you need to see her more often then, don't you? It just, and then they gave it to my dad and he was never the same again either. I think, you know, it's got its place, just like any medication warfarin has, but I think you have to keep an eye on it, a very close eye on it. And these days, can't you do that remotely? Couldn't your iPhone do that in some kind of way? There must be some mechanism that you can do a blood test and it give you back a range of numbers that you can just scan into your iPhone and off it goes. There must be. There must be. Right. Okay. So what have you got planned for the weekend with it being a holiday? We've got lots planned. Our biggest problem is making a decision what we're not going to do. It's like, we could do we doing that, or we could. Yeah, we could do we doing that as well, and that, and that, and that. And then before you know it, it's like, no, 6 months' work. So let's prioritise, and then we play the prioritisation game. And then it's like, well, should I do that? Should I do that? And honestly, spend more time making a decision what we should actually do than actually doing it. Today, of course, we were getting ready for tonight. I've also got stuff that I was doing for Sunday. So obviously Sunday, we've got Adobe Bridge. But have you got anything nice planned, like more trips out, so I can vicariously enjoy myself rather than just looking out of the window and thinking, oh, yes, I remember the world outside the window. I might make a special trip to Hereford. and go visit the Mac Busted guy. Because either I want to witness him giving a jab or witness him cleaning the toilets. One or the other, and I don't particularly mind which. But let me know. Let me know what you've got planned for the weekend. And we've got, what, an hour and 10 before tonight. Mike's not even in here at the moment. He's taking the dog out. You probably heard her having an absolute ball. Tracy's going out again, but not decided where. But you've got the world at your fingertips there, haven't you? You don't have to travel that far to see something totally amazing. And is the weather going to be good? How's the weather forecast? It's a bit mediocre here, but we'll see how it goes here. Do have fun when you're out. And let us know where you've been. You might even find another Sammy. Who knows? Third time lucky. You might have another one. It's getting dark here right about now, so the temperature's really dropping. Could we have snow? I think it is a possibility, you know. I think it'll probably happen further north, but I think it is a possibility that we could potentially have some snow. If we get some here, then be sure I will absolutely take some photos of that. But I don't think we'll get it here. I think it'll happen further north, or possibly on the Pennines, which run like the backbone of England, run from the north down to sort of the Midlands-ish. And they are very, very high, and you can get snow there in July. So if there's snow, that's where I think it could be. But if you are going out anywhere, do have an absolutely fabulous time. Mike's just looking at Easter eggs, pondering. Oh, Tracy's never stroked a Sammy. They look soft. They're the only kind that tempt me to stroke a dog. They are very, very soft. And if you look closely, and this is going to depend on how clean the dog is, but you can usually see it. There is the undercoat, which is the really fluffy, soft bit. But the bit that's longer that you would actually be stroking, the long fur, if you look at the ends of it, it looks like there's glitter on it. They are sparkly Sams. The fur actually does like shimmer. So look at the ends of it, and you should see it like reflecting the light back to you, just like glitter. Oh, they're very, very soft. The tail's incredibly soft as well. We went to visit a different church when we needed to give out a check to some children. And the priest there has a dog. This dog's called Isa, and it's a black Labrador. And in my youth, the next door but one neighbour had a golden Labrador, which was my dog at the time. That was what I wanted, golden lab. And I remember, you know, as a kid, just stroking this dog and not really taking that much notice. But obviously we had Maya for 13 and a half years, and we've had Lola just over 18 months now. And of course, about 18 months before that, she was visiting. And we got used to Maya's fur and how soft it was, and the tail, that even if the tail like whipped against you, it's really soft. So we went to visit this dog. I said to the deacon, is Isa in? Never mind the priest, is the dog in? And he said, yeah, sure, I'll take you to see her. So I go to churches and visit their dogs. So I went in, and you know, he said, Isa, down she came. Tail's going absolutely 19 to the dozen. And her tail was thwacking my thigh. Oh, wow, did that hurt? Oh, dear. Sammies are incredibly soft and gentle. They are. So I hope you get a chance, Tracy. Go find one. They are usually incredibly sweet. I think we only had Maya mouth once, and that was my mum, and she had something in her hand. He never did it again. She didn't speak to him for 4 days. Every time he went near her, she just pushed him away, which was absolutely the right thing to do, and he never did it again. So I've not heard of many Sammies that would actually go for somebody in any circumstances. You should be quite safe. But give them a stroke. They are beautifully, beautifully soft. And the fur doesn't come out like you would think it would. You'd really have to tug on the undercoat to get any great amount of fur out. Having said that, looking around the office, we think she's on the brink of blowing. We have clumps on the floor, which means what she's doing is, you know, the fur's coming loose, and she's like rolling on her back and rubbing herself against the floor, and the soft stuff's coming out. So ultra grooming over the next 2 to 3 weeks is looking possible. Oh, Kim's expecting rain. Oh, no. Roger, I was quite surprised that Seattle can be really, really cold. I didn't know that until I watched programmes based in Seattle. I always think America's just hot all the time. I'm probably thinking of like the Phoenix Desert, aren't I? Lab tales are brutal. Oh, it was. And I was surprised. I really was surprised. I mean, it wasn't like, it was like a whip. And she was so excited to see us as well. Sometimes she's allowed into mass, is Isa. Usually when it's virtual. And at the end of the mass, you'll see Isa walking up the aisle and taking a right. It's so cool. Oh, Kiva is super soft. Oh, Kiva looks super soft. Kiva's lovely. Lovely, lovely. Pre-blow. Yes, it looks like it. It looks like it. But obviously, the other thing is with a Sammy in the UK, the weather's just... You get two boiling hot days and she's like, oh, OK, it's that time. I need to blow. And then it snows. And then she's like, I want that fur back. Can you possibly knit me a jumper? Now I'm cold. She outside having a ball.
She was. I think she's next door.
Oh, she's come back up and decided that instead of joining us tonight, she will go and recline in the bedroom. I will go and sort her out, ready for showtime. So I think she's going to blow. There'll be photos when she does. It looks like when she does that she's lost about 8 pounds. But she's not. I mean, you saw her at the bath picture, didn't you? She looked like a greyhound. She's so skinny. And the thing she does in the bath, when she's in the bath, she puts her front paws. She has her back to the taps. And there's like a linen cupboard at one end. So there's a corner piece that she can put her paws on. And she puts her front paws on there. And with all the fur absolutely dripping wet, she literally looks so skinny. It's frightening. But she's not. It's just fur. That's the real her. She's a lean, mean Samoyed machine. She is. Oh, the weather for Tracy is just going to be absolutely fabulous, isn't it, Tracy? Because I've never seen a picture with that doesn't have the blue skies. The absolutely gorgeous blue skies. Lizzie, look at that. Look at that. No snow predicted there, I see. No, that would just be here. Well, I shall share it with you if it happens. But for the moment, I'm going to head off and get ready for 9 o'clock. I've got to be on my game. There's 2 points at stake. Gucci, we're not doing one on Monday as well, isn't it? No, two points at stake. OK, we will sort that out. But for the moment, I'm going to say goodnight from me. And I will say goodnight from Mike. And we will be with you very, very soon. Stay safe, guys.